welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Colmar. Like I said, 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is personal transformation. But before I start that, I'd just like to say there's a chat room available, and that's real easy to get to. All you have to do is go to 1-2Radio.com, click on chat, and you're there. It's via Facebook, by the way. And also, I'd like to mention that I'm available for readings, personal readings, that you and I are on the same conversation, no one's listening, on 1-2Listen.com. Psychic and a medium. And second half of the show, I will be taking phone calls tonight so we could talk about what my topic is, or we could talk about psychic stuff also in the second half of the show. So I think I'll start the show. Transformation, personal transformation. Well, think about transformation. If you think about transformation, it's is complete when you express through yourself. So as you talk and you get out what you need to get out to the world, you could say you're creating transformation. And your transformation envelops and encompasses you. So whatever you have to say to the world, it is a part of you. It covers all aspects of who you are, but it's also you accepting some of the things that you're saying, are willing to accept some of the things you're saying, are willing to accept some of the things you're thinking before you say it. So in that respect, the transformation, this personal transformation, is your way of expressing on this beautiful planet of ours. So think of transformation, personal transformation, as an everyday occurrence. It's just, like I said a second ago, it's your way of expressing on this planet. So every time you speak, you're transforming yourself. You're going through transformation. Now, what kind of transformation are you going to? Are you expressing every time you speak frustration, anger, sadness, whatever? What are those things that you're expressing? Is that transformation? I suppose it is, because you're getting it off your chest, so to speak, using that expression. You know, things you need to say, and maybe they're not real clear, but still, this, you could say, to a certain degree, is transformational too. And so, it's all about you expressing on this planet within the time frame that you live it, you breathe it, and you feel it. So you could say personal transformation is you're living the fact that you believe this, whatever you're saying. You breathe it and you feel it. And you are expressing this through your conscious state. And your consciousness is a gift of life. So without consciousness, we have no expression, so to speak. And remember, your mind, your consciousness is unlimited forever. So your mind and your consciousness is unlimited forever. And your consciousness is pure spirit. Your connection to Source or God here through your conscious state. And it's also your consciousness is about you receiving from the world, you could say inside of you and around you. So consciously, every day when you're walking down the street, you are literally transforming yourself. Whether you could say, is that a good transformation or a negative transformation? Well, that's you to decide as far as that goes. But your consciousness is about you receiving the world. And you could say it's in you, it's around you, you're a part of this beautiful world of ours. So that's, you could say that's the consciousness part of the transformation. And what you see is what you get here. What you teach is what you learn. And think about what you feel every day. Some feelings are great, while others may be trapping you. So think about, you know, as you're going on about your day, whether you're still in it today or you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and start fresh new. It's, you could say, it's what is it that you need to express? And I believe as far as transformation go, the more positive you can be in expressing, the more effect you're going to have with yourself and with others around you. And because of that, think about how you can express it. If you have something negative to say, well, just say it. Don't make a big deal out of it. Just say it. Get it off your mind. Speak it and let it go. If you have something positive to say, just say it. Get it off your mind. Speak it and let it go. You could say transformation comes in many ways, many angles, many aspects. Maybe it's you feeling snarly and you need to transform that mood. So you need to bark at somebody or you need to, you know, be miserable, grumpy or whatever you need to do. But if you're in that state of mind, the quicker you can get out of it, the better it is for you and the people around you. Like I said, some feelings are great, while others are, you could say, they're entrapping you. And think about the sweetness of your thoughts and feelings. And when I say sweetness, that would be the good stuff. The stuff that you could say when you think about it, you're excited to be on this beautiful planet, or you're excited to be part of maybe the group you're in, whether it's work, play, or wherever you're at, for that matter. Maybe you're on holiday, a vacation, a beautiful location. Well, think about transformation when you come to a new place you've never been. And then you're inspired by the beauty. You're inspired by the scenery. You're inspired by whatever it is that inspires you there. So how can you transform yourself? Well, be inspired by nature where you're at. And then you could say, let nature fill you up. And then you express positive statements. Positive things, loving thoughts as opposed to negative thoughts. But like I said, transformation is also, there's a yin and yang to everything. And the negative stuff is also transformative because you're letting it go. You need to say it. And the positive stuff is also transforming because it's positive. It's influential for you to hear you say that. So you can actually start believing it more and more, getting into a more positive state, getting into your personal transformational state. And it's also allow, you could say, you know, when think about the sweetness of your thoughts and feelings, okay, allow this state, you could say, allow this state of mind to dissolve the thoughts and feelings that imprison you, because you're thinking, ah, I've got some good things to think about here. Well, when you're in that state of mind, let those positive feelings dissolve the impersonal aspect. I mean, the personal negative aspect of who you are. Let it, you need not to be imprisoned. You just need to say it once, and that's all you need to do. And, Linan here just asked the question in chat room, is transformation a lifelong process? It certainly is, Lynn. Definitely. You are, yes, I work on it every day on a personal level with myself. And am I transformed? I suppose I am in that moment, but maybe 5 minutes later I'm not, because something else has come through. Maybe I'm feeling snarly, snarky. So I yell and scream. Well, I don't yell and scream. I'm that type of person, but I can, you could respond in a negative way. So, but transformation is a lifelong process. You could say you work on it every day, therefore it becomes the part of who you are. And when you lose that feeling, and if you work on it every day, you can easily get back to a more positive way, a more positive transformational way of who you want to be. And as you let go, you could say, of these feelings, these imprisoned feelings, these negative feelings, you're actually creating freedom for yourself. You're actually, you could say, opening the cell door and letting yourself wander through the beautiful universe here. And this is about also in a personal transformation aspect of who you are. It's forgiving others, releasing thoughts that hold you back from yourself. You know, that old saying, who needs an enemy when you have yourself? Well, yeah, because we can beat ourselves up pretty good at times. I know I'm guilty of that occasionally myself. So just know that, you know, forgiving others and releasing thoughts that are holding you back from yourself is probably the most transformative nature of who you are, because you're starting to believe things maybe before you thought they were, you believed them halfway. But as you start forgiving and letting go of the frustrations, the angst that you have about a certain subject, let's say, let's go with a certain subject, whatever the subject is, it doesn't matter. The thing here is you are in charge. So you can decide what you want to do at any waking moment, at any transformational waking moment, and by allowing yourself to forgive the people that did you wrong 5 years ago, did you wrong yesterday, did you wrong an hour ago, you are transforming yourself. And by forgiving them, you're releasing all the angst, all the negative aspects that you carry around with you because someone said something to you and it made you angry. Well, be angry, but don't be angry all day. Just be angry for 5 minutes. Give it 5 minutes and let it go. And another thing is, how much willingness are you allowing? You could say, how much willingness are you allowing yourself to let it go too? Are you willing participant in this? Or do you want to hold on to that because it's a thought that you've had ever since for the past 10 years? But maybe it's a thought that drags you down. So are you willing? Do you have a willingness to change that thought, to let it go, to replace it with something else more positive? You know, example would be, let's say you have a child and he or she goes, I hate math. Well, maybe you talk to them and say, well, math is a fun thing. And you come from a different angle. And all of a sudden, they're loving math because you're explaining it to them. You're transforming them. So here you are transforming yourself. And here you are at the same time transforming your children because all of a sudden they said, Mom, Dad, I don't like math. I hate it. I don't understand it. And then you sit there with them or with him or her and you go, you explain it to them and you go, well, you know, my daughter, whatever, that it's not as hard as you think it is. It's a lot easier than you think it is. All you have to do is open your mind up to it. And in this personal transformational aspect, allow yourself, you could say, let your softer side speak, not the harsh side. You could say, let the softer side speak through your heart. Let it go right through your heart. Allow it to be part of who you are. And that is personal transformation by you going through your heart and you expressing your love, your gratitude, your forgiveness for someone who did you wrong 20 years ago, for someone who did you wrong 5 minutes ago. Did they mean it? Probably not. And maybe they didn't mean it 10 years ago, but you took that on. You allowed yourself to take on something that was probably at the time maybe meant to be mean, harmful to you, but you carried it around with you for all these years. And also transformation, your personal transformation is about you becoming empowered, you becoming a strong-willed person, you becoming the person you want to be, no matter what is going on around you, the economy, the people, the world, or whatever. It's all about you becoming empowered. And when you become empowered, there are a couple of things that happen. The first thing is you become more trusting of yourself, of your ideas, of your thoughts. The second thing is you're able to express it, you say, with gratitude and with confidence. When you're empowered as you empower yourself through personal transformation, you become a stronger individual for yourself. You become the person you truly are wanting to become, maybe. And as you transform and get better at making good or great decisions in your life, you're creating miracles. And that's part of this transformation. As you become empowered, as you transform, and you start making good or even great decisions in your life, you are creating miracles. And miracles happen all the time. There's no degree of difficulty, whether you need $1 or $1 million or $100 million. I'm just giving you an example there. It's all the same. So there's really no difference there as far as what you need. And transformation is releasing the fear from yourself. It's also you becoming present. So there's two things here. Transformation is about releasing the fear or the fears from you, from me, from all of us. You could say on a personal level, this has to be done one by one. You have to work on this. And it's also about you becoming present. You becoming, you live this moment. And in this moment, you can transform yourself to something great, to something wonderful. And in this moment, as you change, you dissolve fear from your life. And you become a beacon of creation. Let me repeat that. In this moment, since you're in your transformational moment, when you're in that moment, you are present. You are in the present moment. And therefore, in this moment, as you change, you dissolve fear from your life. You become a beacon of creation because there's no longer things slowing you down. That maybe that thought or thoughts that you said, it does me no good. Why should I think those thoughts? Or I'm mad at him or her from last year. Well, it does you no good to stay angry at someone. You know, the opposite of anger is love. And maybe by sending them love, by sending them love, you're giving yourself love. So here you are, this beautiful beacon of creation, this incredible individual that you're turning yourself into. So the question is, are you willing to take steps to go in that direction? Are you willing to become the person you want to be? Are you willing to let this personal transformation make you fearless, empowered, ready to change the world, your world, to make it better for yourself? And when you make it better for yourself, you're making it better for the people around you at the same time. So that personal transformation, it's like the stone in the pond, a quiet pond. It just, the ripples go out from you, and you never know what these ripples mean to others. You might inspire them to do something for themselves. And you could say your personal transformation inspired one of your friends to do something different. And suddenly, you're this beacon of light, like I said. And as the ripples go out from that rock in that quiet pond, who knows what effects you have on this beautiful world, on your beautiful world. And it's also in this personal transformation, what you value, you will come. You will become. So what you value, you will become. If you value love, it's there. If you value loneliness, that'll be there too. Like I said, in transformation, it's the yin and yang. It's the negative, the positive. So where are you going? Do you value love? Do you value loneliness? And some people are fine with being alone where others are not. But the question is, are you willing to value love so that you could give that to yourself to continue that personal transformational process? And if you are willing to give good things to others, guess what? Then this is returned to you. Like I said, as you go through this personal transition, this personal transformation, things are given back to you 100-fold, 1,000-fold, 10-fold. So what you put out in the world, if you're willing to put out some great, good things out there to others, ooh, man. And it's a beautiful thing because suddenly your friends are talking about you. Suddenly your friends want to be around you. Suddenly your friends are calling you up and say, let's have some fun. All the good things you can say about being alive. And it's also transformation is being committed 100% to your changes. So as you change, you just can't like say, okay, I'm going to commit 100%, and then the next day you can't. Well, that's not a personal transformation. like I said, personal transformation, to answer the question again with Lynn Ann, this is a lifelong process. Because old things will creep in, old thoughts will creep in, old habits will creep back in. And as they do, you release it. You let it go. Are you willing to let those negative habits that you thought you got rid of, are you willing to let those go so you could be a better person for yourself, for your family, for everybody around you? And it's also, as you change, it's important in this personal transformational process that you embrace all these beautiful changes. Like I said, you want to embrace the good stuff. The negative stuff, don't embrace those, because that just keeps you, how would you say it, trapped. And you're not really transforming. You could say maybe you're transforming in the moment because you're expressing your anger or whatever it is you're expressing to the world. But at the same time, when you're done with expressing your anger, go to a positive aspect of who you are. And just maybe you said something to somebody and you're yelling and you say, I apologize. And maybe you said, I just want to apologize to you for my outburst and I do love you. Or whatever you want to say. So when you express a negative in this transformational process, complete it with a positive. And so as you change, embrace changes. Go beyond your physical form. This is, you know, in transformational, personal transformations, it's beyond physical. What I mean is it's your conscious state, because everything is, dwells in the consciousness of who you are. And therefore, the things that have slowed you down through the years, you're willing to let those go. The things that have helped you through the years, you're willing to embrace them and actually prop those up. So there, you could say, there's more expansion. And that's what I mean by be expansive. Go inside and see, you could say, the things that bother you. Write them down. Okay, this bothers me, this bothers me. And then ask the question, why does this bother me? And then you go, well, it's not that important. Maybe I made too big of a deal out of it, and therefore it's not that important. It was just my ego saying, hold on to this because you're going to feel better. And so the expansiveness, this expansive state I'm talking about, it's about your vibrations, your frequencies, about your raising your energy. It's about you raising your frequencies. So when you walk into a room, you create calm, immediately calm. Or someone will feel your presence and will come over to you and greet you and maybe give you a hug and just say, thanks for being here. You see, that's what I mean by personal transformation. You are raising vibrations and frequencies. Therefore, you have effect, you could say, an effect far beyond what you could even imagine. Who knows what effects you have on these people that are around you because you decided to let go of something that was dragging you down for the past 10 years. And all of a sudden, you're changed. You're happier. You're just happier about being who you are. And so we're talking about, this is a learning process. This is to feel beyond the body, to other dimensions of who you are. And remember, you are tapping into the vastness of the universe and others when you start this process. But I have a break. I'll be back in 5 minutes. And until then, peace and love. That's all there is. See you in 5.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio. This is C.A. Brooks, host of Simple Tales. Stick with us. We're going to rock your world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hey, everyone. This is psychic advisor Katie Weaver. And I'm so excited to share some new classes with you over at 1-2 Academy. Beginning on the 15th of October, I will be leading a full moon and a new moon meditation every month. As always, classes are recorded, so go ahead and sign up and take it at your leisure and I will see you in the light of the moon.
Hello, hello. I'm just letting you know that I'm moving my show to Monday. Friday mornings were fine, but I'm told it was time, so I'm moving my show to Monday. Kathleen Peterson and friends have love and laughter to send, but now it will happen on Monday. 1 p.m.'s the new time, and I know you'll be happy it's the end of the rhyme. Come join me every Monday. This is Kathleen, host of Kathleen Peterson and Friends, inviting you to join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.
Hey there, this is CA from 1-2 Listen. Are you ready to switch tracks? Well, ready or not, Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system, wraps up a year-long transit in Virgo and will spend 13 months until October 2017 in the partnership sign of Libra. Now, being the astrology geek that I am, I'm going to be talking about Jupiter in Libra for at least a month and probably a lot more. As the planet of expansion, benefit, luck, and wisdom, it's really useful to follow Jupiter to see where we can open up our lives to, well, more of the good stuff. On 1-2 Listen, we're following Jupiter's lead and we're doubling the good stuff. During September, watch for sales, not just for one day, but for 48 hours at a time. You can get the dates ahead of time by subscribing to 1-2 Promotions on the 1-2Listen.com website. For more Jupiter talk, tune in to Simple Tales on 1-2 Radio every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. You can also download a two-hour Jupiter panel discussion with Mark Husson, Mo Abdelbecki, James Ray, and myself from the on-demand section of 1-2 Radio. And look for classes focusing on Jupiter and all things astrological on 1-2 Academy. If you want to touch base and see what this cycle holds for you, call me. I'm available on 1-2 Listen. I'm looking forward to talking with you soon. For now, I'm off to grab my cosmic surfboard and see what some of those tremendous waves are that are coming in with Jupiter moving into Libra.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com, 1-2 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 1-2 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mocajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And I had to change. I'm obviously a little internet issue, so I'm on a cell phone right now. So just know that if the tone has changed, that's the reason why. But I just want to continue to talk about your personal transformation. And before the break, I was talking about that in this transformational process, you've got to commit to 100%. Now, let's say some days you're committed 90%. Well, that's okay. But if you can achieve 100% the following day, then you're going to say this transformational process is just going to excel faster, easier for you to change, easier for you to share your gifts and talents too. And that's part of this transformational process is that you share more of your gifts and talents in the world, that you give, you know, good things into the world. But like I said, the yin and yang of transformation, there's also a negative aspect. So if you've got something negative to say, it's important that you say it. Say it fast. Don't hang on to it. Let it go. And then replace it with, like, something new. Instead of saying, I don't like that person because she's a whatever, whatever, or he's a whatever, whatever. Well, express why you don't like them, but also express your love and gratitude towards them. You can say internally to yourself so you can change your mind about that those individuals or that individual. It doesn't matter who they are. And I was talking about to be expansive, the vibrations, the frequencies. As you become more expansive, you can say the energy of who you are is risen, it rises, it goes up. And the thing is, when your energy is more positive, more caring, more loving, guess what? People have a tendency to want to hang out with you, they want to be with you, because it's contagious. What you're giving them is contagious for them, and they're very happy. They're extremely happy to be around you because you're different. You're different than you used to be, and they like the new you. Think about that. If they like the new you, you're just going to have more opportunities come your way. You're going to have more of everything coming your way. And that's why it says in this transformational process, when you do have a negative thought, release it, let it go. Quicker, sooner, the better, the easier, you could say. But also replace that negative thought with something not so negative, more positive, more freeing for yourself. And it's also, like I said, it's also just the learning process. It's a daily learning process when you do this personal transformational aspect of yourself. You feel beyond the body. You start experiencing maybe new ways of becoming who you are. And discovering different aspects of who you are, the different dimensions of who you are. Because maybe you feel, well, it's easier for me to accept who I am. Because I like who I am, because I'm getting rid of that, the angst, the negativity, the whatever it is that I don't like about myself. And I see myself as a positive, high energy person, a person that can rise above, you could say, everything, or try to rise above everything, depending on the day. And remember, when you're in this personal transformational process, you're tapping into the vastness of the universe and others around you at the same time. They're part of the universe, they're part of your universe, and even strangers for that matter. And as you tap into your own being, you own that expansiveness. You can say you own that expansion in the unlimited self. Let me repeat that. As you tap into your own being, your own expansion is your unlimited self here. And that's what I mean. Don't put barriers. Don't put yourself in little boxes. Don't wall yourself in. Go beyond the walls. Tear those walls down. And that's part of the personal transformation. Tearing those walls down is, I don't like him or her because they believe in this and it goes against my grain, so therefore I can't be friends with them. Just because they think differently, you can't be friends with them? Well, in a person, when you, in your personal transformation, guess what? doesn't matter what they think. You can be friends with anybody and everybody you want to be. Whether you disagree with them, well, hey, that's okay to disagree. It's okay to disagree with people. Just know that. There's something wrong with that. And when you start accepting that, you know, your belief is different from your neighbor's belief. But you can be nice to your neighbor. You can be loving and express it to your neighbor. Just because they're different from you, different in the way they think about things, doesn't mean it's going to upend your world, because now you're open, you have this expansive mind, and you're starting to see things maybe for the first time that you say you had the limits on, the limitations you put upon yourself, and you could not accept that point of view. So maybe right now, as you work on it in your transformational way, when you start, maybe you disagree with what they are, maybe it's political. Let's talk a political point of view. Maybe you disagree with that political point of view, but that's okay. Because now you're seeing things like you never did before. Now you're saying you are starting to trust yourself in it. You can say your unlimited self. This is the important part. Getting back to that example, let's say you disagree with them politically, and you can't be their friends because of your ego says, well, they're just assholes or whatever. Excuse my language, folks. Well, who cares? In this personal transformation, you're not going to be effective. You're not going to get a rise out of their point of view, because you know your point of view, and you are open to accept their point of view. You don't have to accept it as your truth, but it's okay to accept their truth for who they are and your truth for who you are. Therefore, you're transforming yourself, and you can be friends with these people. But the old self says, the old ego says, I can't be friends with him or her because they are so opposite of what I believe. Well, if they are, that's a good thing too, because we learn from opposites of who we are. In other words, when it's changed, as we transform, we tend to take ourselves and we tend to take ourselves to places that allows us to be more expansive, allows us to be more understanding of ourselves, allows us to be more expressive up to ourselves, allow us to be who we are and not be threatened by a political point of view. It's only a political point of view. It's not the end of the world. It's just the beginning. Because you are in this transformational process, and in this transformational process, all those old things that used to drive you crazy are now, you are in communion with, you are in contentment with. Who cares? You can say the less anger you have, the less frustration you have, the more expansiveness, the more transformational aspects of you come to the surface, the better part of you will come to the surface, even though you may not think that, but as you transform, the better part is always going to come to the surface, because you're letting go of the ones that you say that held you in this box for the past 20 years, the past 10 years, the past 1 year, the past month for that matter. And as you let down the walls and you start thinking of your unlimited self and the ability you have to create what you wanted to create what you want to at any time you want to do that, guess what? You're transforming yourself. And as you change, associations change around you. New friends may appear. And that's okay. It's good to have friends. Also, transformation is a way of taking responsibility for your time and how you use your time. In other words, maybe you might go, God, I waste my time during the day. I watch television. I read a chapter in my book. I could be doing better things. Well, that's okay. You could say now maybe you're more aware of your time and how you want to spend your time because you want to do some good things for yourself here. And at the same time, like I said, you're tapping into the unlimited aspect of your conscious state when you're in this transformational process. It's not limited by time and space. You can say time and space is, we put those limitations on there because we wake up with the sun, the moon, et cetera, light, dark, how the earth rotates on its axis. But you could say in this transformational process, time and space you could say exist, but has very little effect on this change of who you are. It exists outside of you, but internally, as you transform your unlimited nature of your consciousness, it's just not that important. Maybe what you did that took you 5 minutes a month ago may take you 2 minutes. So think about it in those terms. And the less limitations you have on yourself, the more you can accomplish in your life. And maybe, well, I'm just going to say this. This is kind of wild and crazy, but maybe overcoming death. So I really believe that. You can transform yourself to a point where you could have that ascension process. You create it. And there's a question on the chat room. Does a person have to be spiritually conscious to be in a transformational process? That's helpful, but not always. You could say changes can occur in many ways, and it doesn't have to be a spiritual aspect of your change. It could be, you could say, it's just the way you think every day, you know, and maybe you just change a few aspects of how you think every day so you don't get frustrated or have anxiety over issues or problems that might show up at work. So I believe that transformational process is a spiritual process, but it's also a non-spiritual process because you're going beyond time and space here, and you're letting go of the limits. You're saying you're tearing down the walls that create limits in your life. So you don't have to be spiritually conscious, but it's helpful. But you can just be transformational in a non-spiritual way, too. How you think of your neighbor, maybe that's a non-spiritual way. Or how you think of your coworkers, maybe that's a non-spiritual way. Are you just saying, well, I don't have to fight with these people. I can love these people. Is that spiritual? I suppose it is, but it's also life-changing. So some people might say that's a spiritual thought, but some people might say it's just the way I think, and I'm not a spiritual person, so just know that. So the answer is yes, you don't have to be spiritually conscious, but you can change anytime you want in a spiritual or non-spiritual way by you just letting go of old patterns, old thoughts that have kind of like put you down, that set you down. You say that, you know, under somebody's thumb. Well, maybe it's time to lift that thumb off the top of your head and just say, I'm going to do something different. And that's transformational right there. And in any given moment, you have full access to yourself, your unlimited self, at any given moment in this transformational process. Because you're no longer thinking in these little boxes. You're thinking way beyond that. You say you trust your unlimited, you're in this, it's like in a transformational process. It's important that you trust your unlimited nature of who you are. This is very important. And, and as you transform, you're letting go of the past ways of living, of thinking. And as you let go of those old ways of being, you're allowing new ways to come in. And you're allowing new ways to rule your life. You're allowing new ways to create all new beautiful things. And that's part of the transformational process. And it's also tapping in, since you're tapping into this unlimited nature, well, then you're going to discover how empowered you can be. Then you're going to discover how important you are to yourself. And I mean this in a non-egotistical way. You could say we all are important for each other, but we're more important to ourselves than anyone. We are responsible for ourselves. That's what I mean by that statement. And, you know, in this transformational process, nothing is impossible for you to accomplish. Nothing is unavailable to you. All things are for you in this transformational process. Let me repeat that. All things are for you in your personal transformational process. And transformation is assuming responsibility for tonight, each moment of time. And that's a pretty simple statement. Transformation is assuming responsibility for time, each moment of time that we breathe, cetera, et cetera. And remember, time flows through you. And from your consciousness, since it flows through you, it flows through your consciousness. So therefore, like I said a few minutes ago, maybe you transform yourself, this personal transformation becomes so good for yourself that you start overcoming death. You overcome death. And all of a sudden, you're reversing your aging process. All of a sudden, a year from now, you look like you're 10 years younger. A year later, you look like you're 15 years younger. And all of a sudden, you're in this ageless process. And before you know it, you're counting the years go by and you're celebrating your 200th birthday. And now let's go, what about overcoming death? That's a good question. What about it? Well, by saying this, you are transforming yourself. Just by saying, what about overcoming death? By just saying that, you're transforming yourself. That might be a wild statement on my part. You might go, well, they're all going to die, or whatever. You know, you're born to die, or whatever you're thinking. But by you actually saying, I can overcome death, you're changing who you are, the core of who you are. Do you always limit yourself in the way you think in this moment? Because all of a sudden, I said to you right now, you can overcome death. You can't believe that. Maybe you think I'm crazy or whatever. Well, I'm not. There are people running around on this planet that are hundreds of years old, maybe older than that. But they don't go around talking about it. They just live their lives. How did they do it? They did personal transformational work. They changed the way their beliefs, their thoughts, their everything about them. And by you saying that I can overcome death, you're tapping into the unlimited nature of your soul here. The end of it. Well, maybe the point of view is I don't need that point of view. It's non-expansive. So therefore, I'm just going to overcome that, and I'm going to reverse the aging process. I'm going to, as each year I get younger and younger and younger, until I get to the point where I think I want to be. And then you stop aging, because you stop reversing the aging process, and you stay whatever age you want to go to. And so here you are releasing narrow points of views. By releasing them, because they are in your conscious state, they are part of your conscious state. By releasing these limiting thoughts, you're creating expansion. Maybe that was a wild example, and maybe you can't believe what I just said, but maybe you can. And if you can believe it, guess what? You're in for a ride. Yeah, a good ride here. Just know that. You are in for a good ride here. And so another statement in the chat room. So transformation is the way we look at it, definitely. And the way you feel about things. And you could say your belief system. And the way you want to be. And what do you want to be during this time? Think about that. What, during your personal transformation, and this is a lifelong process, so just know that. What do you want to be? What do you want to create? What unlimited nature do you want to express to people that you know, to yourself for that matter? And just remember that no one has to create your experience. No one has to give you the power to limit your experience. You could say, no one, you know, as you, well, let me say that statement again. No one has the power to limit your experiences, and no one can create your experience. Therefore, as you choose freely, your consciousness will shift. As you could say, as you are pure spirit, you take charge, you take charge. You are in charge. You're in control of who you are, what you are, what drives you in this present life, in this present moment. Will that continue on for the next 10 years or the next 300 years? Like I said, I'm talking about overcoming death here. And, you know, when you start defining yourself, you are creating limitations. Okay? So there you go. So don't give yourself, don't define yourself as I'm a this and a that. I'm a red, blue, and a yellow, and my friends are green, pink, orange, and blue. Well, by you throwing those statements out there, the limited nature of yourself is now stopped. And it's also, it's important that you, as you do this personal transformational work, that you just go inside and check in to see what's happening. Just when you have the time, just relax, like a little break, just breathe and relax and see how you're feeling. Check in, see if that process has really gotten rid of your frustrations. If it hasn't, that's something you've got to work on. That's why I say check in internally of who you are when you're doing your transformational work. It's not like when you work on yourself in this personal manner, just check in, see how you feel, see what you're thinking, see if anything has changed. It might take, like I said, it might take the lifetime for you. It might take 100 lifetimes for you. It might take 2 lifetimes for you. So it's important that you could say, unless you decide to create something for yourself, you could say, as you create the flow in your life and you start allowing yourself, that unlimited nature of yourself, rule your life, that is personal transformation. And you could say, will that be forever? Well, it may not be, but you can always go back to that state of mind. So just know that when you lose that state of mind, you can bring it back. And that's all about personal transformation. And I'd like to thank everyone tonight for tuning in. And there's 2 shows coming up, and that would be Mole Mama with Diana Silva right after mine. And also, Oh My Angels, and that's with Peggy Reese. She's right after Diana there. And please check me out on my website. That's remoteenergytherapy.com or jimcomar.com. It kind of keeps you up to what I'm doing and all that stuff. And please, you know, despite what's going on in your world and the world around you and us, there's only 2 things that are important here, peace and love. And this, you could use this in your personal transformational aspect. As you change, as you work on yourself, as transforming yourself to be better, bring in that peace and love. So until next week, please think about all the beautiful things that you're capable of creating for yourself. And the youngest to make up who you are, until then, peace and love. Bye. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Erin from It's Your Life with Grace and Erin. Welcome to 1-2 Radio. Your life is about to change.